Psalm 71, Part 2, Preface. Concerning the time of his coming to judgment, the Lord says, When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The community of saints will not have become entirely extinct when the trumpet sounds to judgment, but the true believers will be comparatively few. Of the age preceding the end of the world, Paul draws this picture. In the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. 2 Timothy 3. In these perilous times our lives have fallen. For in these words Paul certainly draws a true picture of the life and doings of men in these our days. But too many profess to be Christians when the life and spirit of Christ are not in them. The faith, even of the true believers, is with many but a weak and sickly plant. It is as though old age, with its feebleness and debility, had crept on Christendom. Well may we pray with David, Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Psalm 12, verse 1. Forsake us not, O Lord of hosts. Keep us from infidelity, that infecting plague of the latter days. Strengthen our feeble faith, and let not seductions overpower us, but do as thou hast promised. Even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. Isaiah 46, 4. For this, David prays in the latter part of the 71st Psalm. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shown thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which has shown me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Summary. This psalm, says Dr. Luther, in my opinion, is spoken in the person of all Christendom from the beginning till the end, against all enemies and persecutions. Particularly does he pray for his old age, that is, for the latter-day Christians, when the times are perilous, when faith diminishes and the gospel is oppressed, as Daniel foretold, the truth would be oppressed and unrighteousness would prevail. This we abundantly experienced under Mohammed and the Pope. Hence he praises alone God's righteousness, which he learned of God from his youth or from the beginning. Highly comforting, therefore, is the prophecy that before the end of the world, the gospel had to be brought to light again, by which he has brought us up again from the depths of the earth. To this, that common saying among the Christian refers, that Elias and Enoch should come to expose the lies of Antichrist and to restore all things. Prayer. Lord, our Father in heaven, thanks be to thee, that thou didst awaken thy servant Martin Luther to restore again to Christendom the gospel of thy Son Jesus Christ, and hast preserved unto us the knowledge of thy saving truth, grant us hearts to appreciate thy truth, that we may steadfastly continue in thy word, and may escape the snares of these evil days. Amen.